Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Tyler Hero. Oh my goodness.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
To him, it's another day at the office. He's been doing it all year long.
Rich Eisen.
18 NFL seasons with NFL Network and about seven on SportsCenter before all that.
Someone get a handle on him.
Earlier on the show, Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill, still to come. Comedian Colin Quinn, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, Steelers linebacker Devin Bush. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show. We had a fun chat with Ryan Tannehill of your Tennessee Titans joining us here in hour number one. He's 2-0. Devin Bush, linebacker, Pittsburgh Steelers. He's 2-0. He's joining us in the final hour. Russell Wilson, this hour, he's 2-0. Basically, 1-1. If you're 1-1 or 0-2 for this show, beat it.
No dice.
You know what I mean? You're 2-0.
I'm 2-0 in fantasy.
You are?
I am.
Really?
I am. Although, Deshaun Watson has been so-so, but my wide receivers are pretty stacked.
I'm 0-2 in fantasy and can't catch a break. How does my first two draft choices here are my first four draft choices.
Oh, no.
Saquon Barkley.
Okay. Cool.
Then I got DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Then I come back up and I grab George Kittle. Then I decide, you know what? I look at the wide receivers that are out there and I think to myself, none of them are going to have as many catches and as many yards as Zach Ertz. Let me just go on Zach Ertz and I'll play two tight ends, one at a flex, and then at some point I'll flip Ertz for somebody.
Right.
How's that plan working out?
Not great.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
Thank you.
Underrated drop.
You know what? That's an underrated drop from Ken Jeong, and who my kids can't get enough of in The Masked Singer. And one day, that day's not tomorrow. That day's not for probably a couple of years. One day, I will show them The Hangover, and they will different opinion of Ken Jeong.
I mean, that's Ken Jeong on that drop?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he came in to talk about the NCAA tournament because he's a big, huge Duke fan.
Yeah, I remember when he came in. I just didn't remember.
And you remember? And then he sang the NCAA That's one of the drops that you used
because
to play all the time.
I don't know if I can play it behind it because that's the.
It's all right. Just go
NCAA
ahead.
With Mr. Chow.
I think I deleted it because it had right. music on it.
Yeah, he did the Chow voice.
Music I can't play.
You know what?
Actually,
sang the song.
And you know, this is a great stuff. I had no idea you did a Christopher Walken. You did it for your mic check today, TJ. Okay. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you want to describe my 0-2 team as Christopher Walken? Do you want to do that?
You know, I'd have to have it in front of me, but...
No, just...
Tell me who you got on your team again.
I just...
Well, you know, but see, what these
started,
guys don't...
I got Saquon. Then I got DeAndre Hopkins. Uh-huh. Because I drafted second overall, I got DeAndre. What would that be in a 10-team league? I got him, I guess, 18th overall. Then I got George Kittle. Then I went Zach Ertz. Those are my first four. That equals 0-2 right now.
I tell you,
yeah,
Saquon looked like a good pick on paper, but you should have taken Zeke.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stop you right there.
I tell you, it wasn't even that great, but my team, personally, is doing fantastic.
Are you 2-0?
I'm 1-1.
Okay. I'm sorry, then. Only 2-0 people are on the show. My only exception, I'm 0-2. Okay. Thank you very much. There it is.
I had to follow
through. NCAA with Mr. Chow.
Because he did the update or something.
Because he came on. Yeah. Ken Jeong was here in the third hour
on
of the show,
Thursday.
Which is 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern. He did it, I think it was the first Thursday of the tournament. So we had him do the update of all the games that were going on as Mr. Chow. And that's how he he started off his report.
Because we played the CBS music underneath, and it was great. That's right.
That guy's hilarious.
He is that.
Okay, so we've been we just went all in on the Philadelphia Eagles. Is to me that's the game of the week. Look, we're focused on Sunday night for good reason. Green Bay hosting New Orleans, and of course the Monday night bonanza, ESPN. Last time ESPN had a game like this is when you remember the Chiefs played the Rams on that Monday night, and it was like 90-87.
And, I was there.
Right. And then we all said that was the death of defense, and then the Rams and Patriots scored one touchdown in that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Offensively. Defense was officially dead.
Officially
How
dead.
How many times have we done
We've
this?
Buried defense.
Brady's been buried. Defense got buried.
And now Drew Brees has been buried.
Drew Brees has been buried.
For sure.
Not here. Not here. I came on Tuesday and I'm like, I'm not going there. And then we had Charles Woodson on yesterday. He watched the game.
He was there.
He was at the game.
Yeah.
And he even said, I'm not going there. Do we have Drew Brees? Has Drew Brees been asked about this subject again?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Going into this game, I thought for sure Rodgers would have the biggest chip on his shoulder going in.
I know. Now it's split.
Split.
Oh, flipped, I mean.
Flipped, big time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You said, I thought you said split.
Yeah, flipped.
All right, here's Drew Brees.
I feel good. I feel good. Borderline great. and I'd say, you know, again, you know, my job is to move the football, get first downs, possess the ball, score points, right? And so however we can do that, we're going to do it. You know, one of the statistics that was thrown out after the game was, you know, the yards per attempt or something like that. I mean, there are many statistics I do not pay one bit of attention to, and that would be one of them. At the end of the day, I am focused on putting us in position to succeed. I don't care how we do it. I honestly don't. I just want to win football games.
Oh, yeah. You know what they should do for tomorrow's Zoom or today's, if this is the last day for his Zoom? Is that from today or is that from yesterday?
I think that was from yesterday.
Okay. What if today's Zoom or tomorrow's is they should make him fog up a mirror. Just to prove.
He's moving
and he's talking.
Yeah.
He's blinking. Uh-huh. He's conversing, right?
Yeah.
Just like the full-on.
With the monitor? With the beep,
No. The full-on, like David Letterman would have Abe Vigoda, the actor, come on and have him fog up a mirror and say, thanks for coming on. Like, literally, that's what they brought him on just for, as a comedy bit. And then they said, thanks for coming on, Abe. That's what they should do for Drew Brees. The stat that he's referring to, I believe, it wasn't yards per attempt. It was Pro Football Focus average target depth.
Target depth, yeah. What was it, 5 yards or something?
5.3 yards. That was his average depth of the targeted receiver. So on average, he's only looking 5 yards down the field, thus leading people to believe that he can't or won't go down the field because he can't.
Right.
And then there was the other stat of it was 60% of the passing yards of 300 yards that he amassed, 60% of those passing yards were yards after catch. So you read that and you go, oh, I mean, look, so even it's a mirage, the 311 passing yards he had, even that's a mirage, except for the fact that the yards after catch, it's not just because, you know, Kamara broke 15 tackles. No, it's because Brees is putting the ball in the spot where Kamara could turn upfield and get those yards. That's part of the offense, certainly if the defense is giving you that. I'm not going in the direction of Brees is dead. But a lot of people are, and he's going to show up Sunday night. Do you, if you're Sean Payton, say, F it?
That's what I said. First play.
First one up top.
First play, let's go.
Up top. And you really have to, you take your mask down and call it. And make him read your lips.
Is that worth another $100K?
For Sean Payton, it might be. After all this stuff that they're hearing all week.
Devontae Adams might
not go
for Green Bay.
I don't, by the way, I don't advocate. I don't advocate.
Okay,
that.
Good. Okay?
Just so everyone understands, I do not advocate that at all.
Yeah, Devontae Adams, watch out for that game. He's still uncertain, quote unquote, with a hamstring injury. So.
Let's go to Mike in Tacoma, Washington. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? Nice to talk to you again.
Nice. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Oh, just I had a best dad story real quick, if I can get it out.
You got what?
All right.
I have a best dad story real quick.
Best dad story. Okay, be careful. Yeah, yes, be careful. Yes, if you come at the king, you best not miss.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a sign like you.
Okay.
Yesterday I officially lost my first game of 21 to my 14-year-old.
Oh.
And it was, I tried. It wasn't like I gave it to him, you know, but, you know, and so I came in, and after he beat me, I made him do dishes and do dinner and told him, with great power comes great responsibility.
Okay, so hold on a minute, 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 hold on a minute. Did you cover up your pettiness by making this a teachable moment? Is that what you did?
If that's how you want to word it.
Again, they're saying, I'm making you do the dishes and doing your chores not because you just beat me. It's because this makes you a better person because you have responsibilities around the house, even though deep down these chores were administered because you were butthurt. Is that true? 50? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I would admit so.
Best dad ever, everybody. Best dad ever story.
Wait, what was the score? What was the score?
Yeah, what was the final?
It was 19-21.
Okay.
All right. I lost by with an ankle breaker. And I could have, said my knee got blown out or called a foul.
All right, no.
So I didn't.
You took the L.
I took it like a champ.
You did. Well, I don't know about that because you slapped a couple of chores on him. So
could he tweet us a picture of him and his son so we could post it?
Yeah, you want to do that?
I'd love this.
I will do that. I will do that.
Do it. We'd love to do it at Rich Eisen Show. Be part of this whole best dad ever thing. What sports-related item do you have on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to say, I think I've called a couple times about Russ. I think he's absolutely 100% deserving of the MVP just for all reasons. My other question was, out of all the divisions, everybody's talking about the AFC and the NFC South. I think the NFC West is the toughest division flat out in football. Russell Wilson's out there cooking in it.
There's no doubt. Thank you for the call, and congrats on your best dad ever story. We'll take them all. We'll take them all. That's a good one. All right, son, congratulations.
That was pretty good.
Now do the dishes. Go get your shine box.
Exactly.
So basically so told him to go get his shine box.
That's exactly what he did.
Now go get your shine box.
Pretty good. Hey, great job, son. Now clean the house.
Keep him here. Don't let him leave.
By the way, that's the worst Harry Chapin song I've ever heard right there. So we've said it, man. There's no doubt. The NFC West is the toughest division in football. I think there is no question about it. When the 49ers are in last place at 1-1, and by the way, they're the team version of Drew Brees, right? They're finished too. They're finished too. Everybody's written them off. Oh, there's no doubt about it. I would use that if I'm Shanahan every day of the week. They say we're banged up.
Yeah, I don't think they make the playoffs now.
There's a 7th seed out there. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Debo's...
It's a lot to overcome. It's a lot to overcome.
If when healthy on offense, and that day will come, Kittle, Debo, Ayuk.
Yep.
Mostert, McKinnon, Tevin Coleman, offensive line, Trent Williams. That's a playoff team. Richard Sherman healthy. Obviously, Bosa and Solomon Thomas aren't walking through that door. They're limping through that door on crutches.
Right.
So I'm not ready with the 7th seed out there. I'm not burying the 49ers. No way. Let's take a look at it real quick. Let's go down this road.
Let's do it.
We got seconds.
Yeah, we got time.
We got time. Who else is making the playoffs in the NFC East other than the Dallas Cowboys, in your estimation?
Nobody.
Okay. Who else in the NFC North is making the playoffs other than the Green Bay Packers?
Bears are 2-0. They could be 3-0 this weekend.
Okay, okay. Who else is making the playoffs? You could make the case, certainly if Drew Brees is dead, right?
Drew Brees is dead.
Right?
So it's just the Bucs.
So if we're saying Drew Brees is finished,
and they go
completely
8-8.
Done,
yeah, 8-8.
They're completely done, right?
Unless Jameis comes in and saves the day.
It's like weekend at Drew Brees right now, okay?
Weekend at Brees?
He's literally, I'm going to say, he's the Terry Kaiser of quarterbacks right now.
Weekend at Brees.
You just drag him around, put him in a Florida Lee helmet, and just boom, and just prop him up,
on Bourbon Street.
Throw it down the field and move his arm.
This is a good skit. Is Johnny Silverman around?
Exactly.
I mean, you can get Johnny. You can get him on the phone.
I don't know where Andrew McCarthy is. Drew Brees. Throw it down the field.
Okay.
It's not out of the realm that all four teams in the NFC West make the playoffs. As we're sitting here.
After 2 weeks, it's not out of the realm.
It is not out of the realm.
Not out of the realm.
That when it's all said and done and you stack up the best records in the National Football Conference, that your one seed is the winner of the division and 5, 6, and 7 are the NFC West runners up.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No,
but
I don't
it's
think
not,
so either.
It's not out of the realm.
We can't sit here and say no chance. That's how good the division is.
We can't say no chance. No, not yet. Again, maybe Trubisky is better than we thought he was going to be.
Oh, save that for higher register tomorrow, please.
All right, let me write that down.
Because you can't say that with that voice.
No.
You've got to go much more higher register. Maybe Trubisky's better than we thought.
All right, don't steal my higher register for tomorrow.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We workshopped it. That's what we spent. We said we spent 4 days workshopping higher register till we get, because I've already come up with mine for tomorrow. Oh. I dropped those breadcrumbs while you were doing the boxing between two guys you don't remember.
Galagos.
Watching sound is what is a
he
new
said
fantasy.
He was watching
Galagos. Galagos, I got a name. It just came to me.
What is his name?
Galagos or something. Galagos.
That's the name of the island you're
no,
planning on
Galagos.
Going to.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
He's a lawyer, Mike.
No.
Nice. We're going to take a break. Russell Wilson, when we come back here on the Rich Eisen Show, don't you dare move. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, and we'll take your calls before the hour's up. That's how we're rolling here on this busy Thursday. Now, more than ever, it's important to show support for your team and your community. Visa and the National Football League know that local businesses help your community move the ball down the field. Small businesses everywhere are overcoming challenges in these new times thanks to teammates like you and Visa. Because when everyone pitches in, everyone benefits. Being loyal to local businesses ignites growth and supports all of us and our communities. Because they know that where you shop matters, Visa urges you to support local retailers who are making shopping safe and reliable. And remember, tap to pay with contactless Visa wherever you see the contactless symbol to help support your community. Visa, official partner of the NFL. All right, back on Peacock. When the NBCSN audience returns, we'll get to Russell Wilson. Won't it be on Sunday Night Football? Al Michaels is like, and wait a minute. Drew Brees is coming out on the field, and he's flanked by the actors Johnny Silverman and Andrew McCarthy.
That would be very
is
weird.
That what's is that what's happening, Chris? And Chris, I don't know. I mean, something's up.
I'm not quite certain that. No. Chris does a good way of saying that.
Weekend Drew Brees, everybody. It's very odd. Why is he being propped up? Why is he wearing sunglasses underneath his helmet? Guy had 311 yards.
I mean, they were down.
They were down what? They were down.
They were down two scores.
I know.
Of course he's going to rack up some yards at the end.
Oh, wow. Are you really? Are you saying that he's...
I am...
You really going to take that
position? I think he does not look like the Breeze we're accustomed to.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But it's all said and done.
I'm not all in on the Breeze.
By the way, the Breeze that we're accustomed to in the last 2 years had the best receiver in the league. Who's out?
Well, I think there were signs of this coming at the end of last season.
All right. That's your position. I disagree with it. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, PeacockTV.com. Download the app. Make sure you get Peacock because that's the way shortly that you're going to be only able to see the Rich Eisen Show. So we do have some exciting news on the horizon about our show. Can't wait to tell you about it. So that's exciting. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Once I left here yesterday, I go home. Way before I was on those Zooms with my kids' teachers.
Okay.
Way before. I did a Zoom with Russell Wilson.
Wow.
Russ had just gotten off the practice field, and we had a fun conversation that I'm thrilled to be able to press play on for you right now.
He is none other than the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, 2-0, getting set to welcome in the Dallas Cowboys for week number three, a monster game. And his monster game has got, as I mentioned, the Seahawks on a winning start to the 2020 season. Good to see you, Russell Wilson. How you doing, Russ?
Rich, man, it's always a pleasure to join you. How you doing, man?
I am doing fine. How is fatherhood twice over? Let's start with that.
it is such a blessing, man. Just we have future Sienna and Wynn, and they're all loving each other. So it's amazing how fast, you know, you have kids. So it's amazing how fast they grow. I mean, every day I come home from practice, I get home around 7 or 7:30 or so, and every time I come home from practice, it feels like he's grown another inch or two.
I bet. And just, you know, times two. I mean, I guess now it's a man to man pretty much right now, right?
Exactly.
You know, there's no zone coverage necessary right now. I mean,
everybody's at work. Sierra's kicking butt, still doing work and still doing everything. I don't know how she does it all. I thought I had busy days. She's doing business. She's also got so much other things going on, and then carrying the baby and doing all this stuff. She's amazing.
Well, that's great. I guess let's get right down to brass tacks of what's going on. Talk about amazing. Your start has been amazing. The conversation of you as the clubhouse leader with much more course to go as the MVP of the NFL. I'm sure you've heard that conversation. What do you think of when you hear that, Russell?
Well, I mean, listen, I think for me, there's a lot more season to go. I think you said it exactly right. And, you know, my expectations to try to be the best in the world when I step on the field and try to do what I do best and try to facilitate the ball to the right guy at the right time. And we got so many guys catching the ball and doing things so special. And Chris Carson's running the ball well. Carlos Hyde's doing his thing. And it's been a lot of fun doing it with these guys. And it's not about me. It's just about this team and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And, you know, they're allowing me to look halfway decent out there. It's pretty fun.
Well, I mean, is the offense any different? Because it sure looks it. It sure looks like in past years where it would be difficult for you to get to a manageable third down or difficult for you to grind out. And it seems it's coming easier. That's just the eye test. I'm wondering what it's like.
You know, I just think that we had such a tremendous offseason, Rich. I mean, we really spent so much time on all the intricacies of the game and making sure that I spent, you know, an hour with the rookies, you know, before our meetings, you know, I had these scheduled meetings or whatever. So we spent an hour with them before, an hour after with the rookies and also the vets. And we just spent so much time on ball. And that was really huge for us, despite everything going on the outside, which has been a heavy offseason in itself. And then we came here and in week one, I mean, meaning practice, like day one, like we were ready. Like we were dialed in. And I think part of that was some of the guys I've played with before, guys like Tyler, Chris Carson, and those kind of guys. But then also we've had great professionals come in, meaning guys like you know, Greg Olsen. I spent one-on-one time with him. Guys like Philip Dorsett, one-on-one time with him. Guys like Carlos Hyde, who's played some tremendous football over the past couple of years and some of the things he's done. And so it was effortless in that sense that I shouldn't say effortless. We spent a lot of time. But what I mean by that is it felt effortless in the sense that, man, we know what we're doing, how we're doing it. And I think Coach Shotty's done a tremendous job calling the plays. We're dialed in as a group. And, listen, it's just the start. That's the one thing I know about this game is you want to start strong. You want to start at the highest level. I definitely believe that. And you also want to accelerate through. And we want to be able to accelerate through. And the only way to do that is consistency, to stay hungry, to stay focused, to stay dialed in, to stay engaged with one another in terms of everything that we're doing, everything that we're helping each other on. And just try to be the best in the world. You know, that's the bottom line.
Well, it's interesting, Russell, that you say that the offseason was something that was so helpful to actually get on the same page when actual play was coming. Because the conversation is that there was no work. There was no ability to get on the same page. Give me an example again of what you were talking about how the fact that things are more fluid because you had that non-field time. You know?
Well, interestingly enough, like there's two ways to look at things, Rich, in life, at any time, you know, and, you know, the realities of our world, what they've been for the past 5-6 months has been very difficult for so many and for all of us, really, in so many different ways. And when I say that, I guess what I mean by that is that you can either, you know, learn how to adjust or not adjust. And we learned how to adjust very quickly with how we were going to do football. Life takes some time, you know what I mean? And sometimes those things take some time. But when it came to football, like, this is what we want to be. This is who we want to look like. This is what we want to sound like. This is, you know, this is how we want to play. And we want to play championship football. We want to win it all. And so really there was only one option. And one option is to try to figure out the best way to process, to learn, to do everything the right way, to be at the highest level professionally. I think, like I said, we have such great professionals, guys like Dwayne Brown and Greg Olsen and even the young guys, even a guy like DK Metcalf. He's got an all pro mindset. He's got an all pro type of ability, and it's been fun. And I think that ultimately, I think more than anything else, is that guys came prepared, healthy, ready to play. And that's been a big part of it too, as well. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on this whole thing, and we love the journey of it all.
Well, in terms of the journey so far, Russell Wilson here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're all talking about the stats from week one, and obviously the ones you put up personally. To me, that was the most impressive week one win. You had to go from Seattle to Atlanta in a pandemic, and you want to talk about not knowing what to expect or what you could possibly routinize out of something that's not ever been attempted before. What was that like for your team to go all the way across the country to start week one? In the middle of
For me, you know, I've done it a lot, you know, and some of these guys like Bobby Wagner and I and KJ, we've done it a lot, you know, our whole careers, you know, KJ's in his 10th year, which is amazing. And guys like Bobby, we're in our 9th years, you know, and so we've had to go across country, and I don't mind the long trips. You know, you get to kind of settle in and on the plane, and, you know, I pull out my playbook and just study and just take tons of notes and watch all the film over and over and over again during that time period too. So it's a little bit relaxing in a way. But this season was a little bit different. This season, game one, even though we had to go on the road and everything else into Atlanta, there was so much going on emotionally for so many people. Obviously, okay, how's this going to work? You know, like, you know, our normal routines have completely changed, you know, and for people who like to be consistent, like myself, you know, that things have changed in that way. Like, so how do we adjust in that sense? And then two is like, you know, when you get there, you know, you have to spread out. You can't really be near each other and talk ball and really do all the things that you're used to doing and the way you do it. I think you can't normally, like on a Saturday, I like to go get some lunch or do something. Just, you know, guys like to go see the city or whatever it may be. And those things have changed. But more importantly, I think that, you know, the two main things is that nobody in the stands. It's a very odd thing, right? So how do we play with that? And I think for me, I was used to that. I played a lot of minor league ball, and, you know, I've been to places where you're trying to play professionally, and really it can't matter who's in the stands or what you've batted before or what the situation is. It's this play, this pitch, this moment. And that's what I've always understood. But I think for a lot of guys, even guys coming from college, this is new. Like, guys coming from, you know, different schools, and LSU, for example, Damian Lewis, like, he's used to a national championship, 100,000 people in the stands, but not there. And the last thing I would say that was different is, and not different, but just the process of it all, was really more so, you know, Rich, is what's been going on in America. The pandemic, first of all, you know, as also with everything going on socially in America. And it's been an emotional time for all of us. And with all of that going on, you know, I remember the last time I was on a football field, we were at the Pro Bowl. And, you know, I remember being in the locker room praying, you know, before the game and right before the prayer, you know, I was about to pray for the team, the squad and everything else. And, you know, the Kobe situation happens. And so it's been pretty heavy for all of us. And I know for me, it's been a tough, you know, journey along the way, just emotionally, just thinking about all the things that people have had to go through. And just, you know, we had a baby during a pandemic. So that was interesting in itself, you know. And so, you know, I'm used to my family coming to the games. And so that's been different. But, you know, I think we've accepted the challenge that, hey, you know, we want to be the best in the world. How do we do this? And how do we all, you know, take a deep breath and you know, be like water and adjust to it all.
I know. And then now, obviously, that huge Sunday night game, that was really – and I'm just talking about sitting at home and watching it, right? I mean, you're used to the 12s going absolutely crazy, and it's empty. But I'm still into it big time. And part of it is because I'm watching you and your colleagues in the NFL into it like there are 80,000 fans there. And that game was just dynamite, man. It was just a dynamite game watching you and Cam at the top of your games and these defenses. You know, obviously the offenses were putting up points, but there were still some hard hits going on and there were still some plays being made. And then, you know, just when talking about the football gods, here you are on third and short against New England. All you need is that 1 yard to wrap the game up. and you put it up in the air. Was there at any point in time as you're sitting there, like, you know, I can't believe that I'm in this situation one more time? Obviously, the stakes are a little different, but did that come up to you?
Man, I've experienced it all. You know, I think that, during the past time, every time we play the Patriots, it's always an interesting game. And it, Rich, like, yes. It's like,
it's unbelievable.
My rookie year, we came back and we beat them at home. It was an amazing matchup. You know, I think we're down by 13 or something like that. Obviously the Super game was a Super Bowl game. We were up by, however much in that game, 10, 14, something like that. And then they came back late and, that was a tough game. And obviously that moment, you know, for me, after that game particularly you're referring to, I think that's that game you're talking about.
Yeah.
That situation, I should say. You know, for me, I learned how to move on, you know. And,
sure.
And, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today in terms of, you know, the past, you know, several years, really, to be honest with you, without having a clear vision of who I am, what I want to be, and how I want to do things, and the professionalism that you want to play with, and how you want to, you know, just, you know, work for everything and just keep going, you know. And so for me, that's just been my mindset. You know, I got no fear. You know, for me, I've always learned, the only way to make the shot is to take the shot. You know, the only way to hit the ball is to swing the bat. You know, the only way to throw a touchdown is to throw it, and the only way to do things. And, you know, and so that's just kind of been who I am and just kind of our mentality the whole time. I think that was an amazing game, though. I mean, that matchup, I mean, just being, I mean, first of all, I was excited to see Cam back playing football again. Such an amazing football player. What he's been able to do over the years. We've had some amazing battles, just me and him.
Sure have.
Just going back for the past 9 years. We've gone after it, you know, back and forth. And so, you know, there's 10 black quarterbacks, I think, starting that day, which was amazing in itself, too. And just think about when I came in the NFL, what the NFL looked like and now where it is today. And just things are changing. It takes time, but things are changing. I'm just glad to see a guy like Cam just give him that chance and just do his thing again. I'm glad he didn't score, though.
I know. It really was just remarkable. And now, obviously, here comes a big game against the Dallas Cowboys for you. Mm-hmm. And as you're going through your film study, I'm sure you're seeing X, Y, and Z right now. And the whole country will be getting ready for this. But the way you envision the rest of the season going out, Russell, what would it mean to you to win an MVP award? What would it mean to you? I know you're Hawks. I know you're about the team, but what would it mean to you, do you think, for something?
Well, I think anytime anybody wins an MVP, the first thing that I think about is that means that team's winning, right? That means that team's doing a great job of winning and doing everything you can. I think also, too, you know, that's my number one objective, is to be the greatest winner of all time and try to win as many games as possible in the Super Bowls, too. And so, you know, that's, you know, if I'm playing my best, I think we got a really great chance of, you know, doing something special this year. And I think, you know, the rest of the guys too. And so it's a team effort. This game is so special because it's such a team effort. Everybody making their plays. Guys like David Moore making that amazing catch in the corner and, you know, tiptoeing in the sideline, moonwalking into the pylon. That was just, those are the kind of efforts and team moments that allow players to do special things. And I think, I got to credit my teammates on that. I think more than anything else, though, you know, for me, what it means is just that, you know, all the off season work, all the training, all the time that you spend, all the focus, all the hours upon hours, all the flights that, you know, and things that you've done just to, you know, sit down one-on-one with somebody and talk to them about, you know, the game of football and, you know, and just spend some quality time with people. I think that's where those moments really, show up, but I think. And I think that all that hard work and all the time trying to throw in a bucket when you're a young kid, you know, it all makes a difference. I think more importantly, though, is I want to win this week, you know, and take it on, to, you know, and just stay focused and do that. I know that's what it takes to be great, is to stay in the moment, stay neutral, not to get too high. You know, I have high expectations, so I already know what those expectations are. So it's nothing new. I just got to stay neutral and stay in the moment.
Well, I mean, and everything going on, kids and championship aspirations, your podcast, you're in the podcast world. Danger Talk, right?
I'm trying to get like you, Rich. Danger Talk is blowing up. It's great. You know, if you guys are listening to Rich, you guys got to subscribe to my podcast. It's called Danger Talk. It's pretty amazing. We've had Shaq, first of all, the first episode. So season one, episode one was Shaq talking about, you know, obviously his NBA career, talking about Kobe, his relationship with that, which was very – emotional, amazing conversation with him about that. Just talking about football, his love for the game, and when he used to play tight end. Then we had John David Washington in episode two, talking about his new movie, Tenet, and just all the amazing things that he's been able to do, his dad's legacy, and how he wanted to create his own identity. He's just such an amazing actor, obviously, from the show Ballers, too, as well. So he's a star-studded guy. And then we just yesterday I just recorded with Randy Moss talking about his rookie season, 17 touchdowns, 23 touchdowns, I believe it was in 2010 with the Patriots, and just how Bill Belichick cussed him out and him and Tom Brady during a two-minute drill in practice, and just just how Bill and always challenged him to be the best version of him. And so you guys got to listen to it. It's amazing. Rich, you get the chance, you got to listen to Danger Talk. You can subscribe to it on Apple and all that. And I partnered with ESPN too as well. So it's pretty cool.
Well, look, man, it doesn't sound like you're hurting for guests, but if you ever need me to fill sure. in a spot for you, you've been always great to me, Russell. And I'd love to return any favor possible.
I'd love to have you on the show, man.
Seriously, I knew you don't have to say that, but I mean, like, you know, I mean, you got Shaq, you got John David Washington. He was on last week. I told him the story about how in 2006, I'm sitting around NFL Network. I get a call saying, hey, you're going to have a special guest if you wouldn't mind taking care of preseason games. He's coming to watch his son play for the St. Louis Rams because he can't get the game at home. I'm like, who is it? He said, it's Denzel Washington. Like, what? It was John David trying to make the Rams. He got in the fourth quarter of a preseason game, and I'm like, telling him that story, and just his journey is amazing. His story.
It is. Amazing. It really is. And, his mom, John David talked about, his mom, Pauletta too, as well, and all the things that she meant to him. So, I would love for you to obviously be on the podcast, man. It would be an honor to have you. We have, Chris Paul coming on next week. So make sure you guys listen. We got Randy Moss, actually just released it. I think like 50 minutes ago.
Okay.
So you guys can check it out, subscribe. And then we also, next week, I believe it's Chris Paul. So it's gonna be fun. We gotta start set. Listen, you're one of those star studded guys.
I'll take it, Russ. Thank you.
It'll be an honor.
Hey, man. Thanks for coming on. Oh, last quick one before I let you go. Please tell me somebody in your team, the Russell Wilson team, is working on a cooking show called Let Russ Cook. This is happening, right?
Where you're cooking. I think somebody's working on a cookbook somewhere. I don't know where it is. I don't know who it is, but somebody on our team is internally working on a cookbook.
Exactly. it's made for it. Let Russ cook. Like, this is what you're doing. So it's got to happen.
Yeah. Well, Rich, it's always an honor, man. Thanks for having me on your show, man. Always a blast. And
thank you.
I can't wait to go on Danger Talk sometime.
You got a Danger Talk again with Russell Wilson, and then Danger Russ Wilson will be against the Dallas Cowboys later this week. Danger Russ Wilson is how you can also follow him on social media. Thanks for coming on, Russell.
Thanks, Rich. I'll talk to you soon, bud.
That's it. That's Russell Wilson on the Rich Eisen Show.
Here he is, Russell Wilson.
Go on.
First time he came on our show, you remember?
Oh, I do remember.
It was the Rich Eisen podcast.
Way back in
television
the
season opener.
Season kickoff special.
Right?
Yeah.
And we had one more slot left. And we decided, let's just call up the Seahawks and ask them for their rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Who had just gotten the gig, taking it away from Matt Flynn.
And Tavares Jackson.
And because he earned it, and he'd been in the film room all summer, and we were told, if it's possible, he's literally watching film every second of the day.
Yep.
And he did it.
I do remember that.
And I'm not kidding you. He showed up, I believe, later on that year to work on game day morning, the playoff edition of
yes,
it.
Yes, I think it
was. Was it that very year, right?
It was that year, 2013.
Right. Yeah. The calendar year, but it was the 2012 season.
Right.
And he showed up. He was first in. He beat me there. And I kind of said to him, I said, look, man, I know you're the quarterback of your team, but this is my team. I'm the quarterback here. You can't show me up by showing up 5 minutes before me all suited and dressed. And he had a thank you note written out for me having him on his show, handwritten thank you note with a signed Seahawks jersey. That happened. He's the real deal. And again, just like Kansas City's learning about their quarterback and Baltimore's learning about their quarterback and what was it? It was 19 years ago yesterday you started learning about your quarterback in New England. Right, Chris?
Yeah, you know, sadly, we didn't get to it on this day in history, but yesterday was Mo Lewis Day in New England.
And then soon enough, Jets will learn about their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. That's who the Jets will learn about.
Yeah, but you don't want Trevor Lawrence.
Why? Because I want to stick with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, you want to stick with Sam and you want the five draft picks.
Let's take a break because I want to make sure I get this right because I don't have it open. My Twitter feed has been all jumbled in the interim. Wait till you hear who Sam Darnold's starting three receivers are at Indianapolis coming up in just a couple days.
Okay.
You tell me how this guy can be evaluated, okay?
You got it.
That'll be great. 844-204-RICH as well.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. Bet online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com, GEICO.com. I did my research, as promised, in the commercial break. And the New York Post headline that helped me research it is phenomenal. But I don't want to reveal it yet. I want to be respectful to get the Quadcast audience back together.
It's marinating.
It is marinating. Yep. It's a good word for it. How's your boat?
I'm getting my top put on today, like a cloth top, so it's covered for the elements.
Okay. So to help...
Still has no name, though.
Will you please let the Rich Eisen Show name your boat?
Yeah, why?
You can name my boat that
you
I.
Know what do you mean, Mike? People love you; they'll come up with good names.
No.
I'm not asking you to. I'm not asking you to, stick with it. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show on NBCSN. Mike Del Tufo just asked him while we were on the Peacock on. And again, this is the great content you get on Peacock.
Exactly.
I asked you how your boat's doing. You said you still haven't named your new boat. I said, why won't you let the Rich Eisen Show listeners and viewers name your boat? And you said no to that.
I didn't say
because because I the way that I termed it is that it makes it sound like you have to stick with whatever we decide is the best of the crop.
Got it.
Okay. What if this could be sort of like Pro Bowl voting? You get a vote, we get a vote, the fans get a vote.
What
if it's like that?
I like that.
All right. Like it's a three-pronged approach.
Well, it's like all-star voting.
Yeah, that's what I said. Pro Bowl voting.
Yeah. Fans.
Okay. Okay, that's what I mean.
Let's go.
And then this is content, and it's also wonderful because maybe watching sound could be not a bad idea. That's not a bad
watch
way.
Watch this as you listen to the.
But that doesn't fit on a boat, Mike.
I know.
That's exactly why we're trying to help you. If that's your suggestion.
Go along the side. You could fit a big.
You can't have a boat be more than three names, right?
Oh, no.
It's basically you got to name a boat like it's a Steven Seagal movie.
Two. Like one boat down there is called guys of air traffic controller. No, I mean, missed approach.
No, you could also have a boat called Get That Money, right?
Ooh. Yeah, you could have
Get Pay the Man. Yeah. That's a great one.
That's what I'm saying. It's usually, it's got to be two words.
Usually it's two words.
99% of the time.
Or right? one or two.
Belichick could have gone with Do Your Job.
Like Miss Drop. You love that,
right?
One.
Miss Drop would be really good.
Miss Drop is a really good name.
Certainly, you know, with the anchor, that would be pretty bad.
Right. Exactly. You know, and we can have a big, you know, christening, like from Caddyshack. You know, we can go down there and film it.
By the way, just to review again, Do Your Job could have been the name of Belichick's boat, but he went with the number of rings.
Now it's eight rings.
Eight rings, yeah. Okay? And he can keep repainting his boat and renaming his boat. I'm particularly proud of my take here yesterday on hashtag Holgate.
Oh, yeah.
That Belichick, you were gone. Did you see it? Did you see
it?
But did you see how he showed up yesterday? Don, could you cue that up?
Yeah, I want to see.
Did you not see how Belichick showed up for his Zoom yesterday?
No.
Oh, Mike, geez, he looked like speaking of Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, I mean, he showed up with a shirt that said Patriots established in 1960, and it looked like his shirt was established in 1960.
Oh, you see, I love that. I do the same. This is why I love Bill Belichick.
But you don't love Bill Belichick.
I do. No, I love Bill Belichick, the man.
Okay.
As the coach of the Patriots, another thing. But I love that. I wear stuff like that. I have old shirts like that. This guy's the best.
That's my take, if you will, was that wouldn't anybody out there want to show up for work like this? And have a situation where you've created your sphere of influence where nobody on the flow chart above you would say, you can't do that. And you're not worried about it.
He's the goat.
That's it.
He's the goat.
How did he show up today? Did he do his Zoom today?
I haven't seen anything.
Wouldn't it
today
be great, like his next Zoom, if he showed up all suited and booted? Like he showed up in a tux for his next Zoom. Like the exact polar opposite, with his hair gelled up like it's Pierce Brosnan. Okay?
Well, media night, he always
wouldn't
comes
that be great? No, I know that for the Super Bowl.
He does this on purpose, though.
Wouldn't that be great if he just showed up or dressed like the pirate costume for Halloween at the famous Randy Moss Halloween party?
Right.
God bless it.
It's good.
I mean, you got to love him for being able to do that.
Okay.
No one's going to say.
So now, again, you, sir, even you as a Giant fan.
Giant? No, I'm a Ram fan.
Stop it.
I'm a Ram fan. Okay, so I never had a team. You always say that.
All right. So you, Brockman, as a Patriot fan. 19 years ago yesterday when Mo Lewis blew up the innards of Drew Bledsoe. Fresh off his $100 million contract.
Yeah.
He's on trots in the field. Tom Brady. And let's see what this kid can do. And then your life is made.
Yeah, worked out.
Okay. I'm looking at T.J. Jefferson. In the same way that once upon a time, you know, Dwight Gooden took them out, right?
He did.
Strawberry grabbed a bat. You realized, okay, this is it. Now, obviously, the Mets are the Mets, and it didn't last all that long. And Dwight Gooden had to have a no-hitter for the Yankees, but Strawberry won a World Series of the Yankees. I'm sorry. I'm trying to hype you up.
Okay.
Same way that the Ravens have had Lamar Jackson dropped into their world. Same way that the Chiefs fans have had Patrick Mahomes drop in their world. Same way that Seahawks fans, you know, who could wax nostalgic about Dave Craig or Jim Zorn running around before throwing touchdown passes. You got yourself an all-time, just beautiful, chef's kiss, congratulations, great in the community, dream quarterback.
Yep.
You're hoping, as a Cowboy fan, that's Dak.
Yes.
Okay? It's entirely possible. He could be that. Same way the Packers, water skiing behind the Favre yacht, getting to water ski behind the Aaron Rodgers yacht. Well, I'm a 51-year-old man.
It's true.
I'm going to say this word. I was a zygote when Joe Namath came off the campus of Alabama.
I think that's our first ever zygote reference in the history of the show.
I was a zygote. And the Jets goat is still somebody named Joe Willie Namath, as I'm now a 51-year-old man. So when Sam Darnold was drafted, maybe this is it. Maybe this is our such moment where we had this young man from Southern California dropped in our midst, and this is the moment. The moment. Well, the moment has arrived for week three, and Sam Darnold is 0-2, and Le'Veon Bell is on injured reserve, and Jamison Crowder, who scored that touchdown for the Jets against the Bills, he is now doubtful for Sunday. And it appears these are the three wide receivers that the Jets are going to surround Sam Darnold with entering Indianapolis, and see what we what can we glean, what can we evaluate in the week-to-week evaluation of the crucial evaluation year of Sam Darnold. What can we glean? Chris Hogan, Braxton Berrios, Josh Malone.
Seen ghosts.
I will say this to you.
Seen ghosts.
I will say this to all of you. All of you Jets fans that are hoping for something positive. I think all three are available on your waiver wire of your fantasy league. Starting running back, Frank Gore. Frank Gore.
Frank Gore. Yeah.
Who, you know, I believe he's a Hall of Famer. When Jets picked him up, hey, go hire a register with Frank Gore. Not bad. Hey, look what he did with the Bills. Look at the Colts. Look what he's done. Now, hey, I mean, now you got Le'Veon Bell. You got him. Hey, you got yourself. You know, so you know that kid P. Ryan. Hey,
who are the receivers again?
Chris Hogan, Braxton Berrios, Josh Malone. That's or you might be able to throw Breshad Perriman in the mix if he's healthy. The New York Post headline. The New York Post headline. I haven't sent it to anybody. It's okay. I'll read it off. Here's the headline on the news that Crowder is now doubtful per Adam Gase. Headline, Jets down to, quote, whoever's got a pulse, end quote, with Jamison Crowder doubtful.
We talking playoffs or what?
Thank you. That's your New York Post right there. Just calling it as they see it. Jets down to whoever's got a pulse. Hey, great way to evaluate Sam Darnold, everybody.
Okay, so if you use Yahoo for your fantasy football, Malone, Berrios, and Hogan are all rostered on 0% of teams.
All righty.
So they are available.
Yeah, Perriman with an ankle injury already ruled out. Jamison Crowder. Gase says he's doubtful. Denzel Mims is on injured reserve. Hey, they used that draft pick on that kid from Baylor. Let's see how he's going to look. Maybe he could look like CeeDee Lamb, or he could look like, I mean, Judy, or even Ruggs, you know? I mean, Ruggs has been, you know, when he left the game in Carolina for a little bit. At least he didn't. Hey, look, at least the Jets haven't run into any television carts, right?
That's a good thing.
Rich. Rich.
I'm now resting my head on the microphone.
How does a guy succeed like that?
You know what?
It's
we have sometimes meditations for our kids that we play for them to help them go to sleep when they need that sort of chi moment. My daughter imitates. It's just a woman, I think, with like an Irish accent. This is now going to be the hashtag for the Jets 2020 season. Relax and let go. Relax and let go. Are you kidding me?
Hogan might have a big game.
Perfect buyer register. That's exactly what it was made for.
It was made for that, but not even that can cover up the stench.
Exactly, Rich.
You need to go like, you need to be like,
Pavarotti.
To get the proper higher register. No, you need to be like Varys from Game of Thrones.
Eunuch?
Eunuch.
I tried to just go,
you know,
inference skills, but you don't have to take the hammer and pound it on top of the nail head.
I mean, we're talking about the Jets here.
Ballin'!
Thank you. All right, Devin Bush was supposed to be at the end of our third hour, but he's going to join us in the first hour. I mean, the first segment coming up.
Fantastic.
Devin Bush of the Steelers.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah!
Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who?
Let me start this thing off. Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.